अशा धरी तेना समस्त शास्त्री रुक्तस्तथा भापत एव सधि किन्तु प्रभु प्रिय एव तस्य वन्दे तुलसि चरणारविन्दम्।
हरे कृष्ण। Now the seventh stanza says about how the guru should be respected by the disciple as good as God, but he is not God. He should be respected as good as God. Srila Prabhupada used to give an example that ambassador of India goes to say America. He is given the respect as if he is the Prime Minister of India or President of India. That kind of respect is given to him. But although he is only an ambassador. So this example Srila Prabhupada gave. Similarly, Guru is not God, he is a servant of God. But we should give him respect like we would give respect for God. For example, say a millionaire is going in his Mercedes-Benz car and a traffic policeman is showing the hand, stop the car. So the millionaire also stops the car in the signal. Millionaire cannot say, hey, you are a traffic policeman, you may be earning some 10,000 rupees. But I am a millionaire or a billionaire, I don't care for you. He can't say that. Because that fellow standing and showing the traffic signal, he is representing the government of India. Because he is representing the government of India, he deserves to be given respect even by a billionaire coming in a car. Same way, till now we have been discussing what are the amazing things that Guru does for the disciple. So the disciple should be extremely grateful to Guru. Not only he should be grateful knowing that Guru has done all these things for me, he should also be aware that Guru has developed a Haritvata. Haritva means Sakshat Haritvena, means the quality of Lord Hari he has developed. He is one in quality with Hari. Just like if you put an iron rod in fire, the rod doesn't become fire, but it becomes fiery. Fiery means it assumes the qualities of fire. So when Dhruva Maharaj was meditating on Lord Vishnu, suddenly Lord Vishnu appeared in front of him and then he opened his eyes and saw Lord Vishnu and he became speechless. At that time Lord Vishnu took his shank and kept it on the head of Dhruva. As soon as the shank was kept, Dhruva felt a great spiritual charge flowing all over his body, like iron rod put in fire becomes red hot or white heart, yellow heart. Like that he felt his whole body became spiritualized. So he said, Yonta pravishyam amavacham imam prasuptam sanjeevayatta kila shakti dharasvadhamna anyascha hasta charana shravanatvagadin prana namo bhagavate purushayatubhyam. He says, my dear Lord Vishnu, since I am touched by the shank with your divine hands, all my body has become surcharged spiritually. My hands, my legs, my whole body, especially my tongue has become purified. So why do I say so? Because I am reciting so many shlokas in glorification of you. Although I am only a 5-year-old boy, neither did I undergo any training in Sanskrit poetry, nor am I learned. But because of your grace, I am able to speak such amazing things. Similarly, you will see Guru has direct connection to the spiritual world channel. Just like in a TV, when you switch on, when you connect to a certain channel, you can see what's happening in that channel. Similarly, Guru has the connection to Goloka channel. He connects there and he can reveal the name and form and qualities and activities of Krishna. He can reveal spiritual truths very easily, simply by becoming an instrument. So in fact we can say that Krishna speaks through the Guru. Actually Krishna in our heart is called Chaitya Guru, is inside Guru or a director within, and Guru comes as a preceptor without. So he is an external Guru and there is an internal Guru. Krishna himself is Paramatma internal Guru, and externally he speaks through the agency of Guru. So that is why Guru should be respected as good as we respect Krishna. And we have to know, his body is not material. Although he may look like you and me, eating, sleeping, going to bathroom, bathing, and moving about like you and me, we should know his body is spiritualized. his mind and consciousness are completely spiritualized. And at every moment he is thinking of the divine pastimes happening in the spiritual world. So one should understand this fact and one should give up the Martya Buddhi. Krishna says that, Acharya mam vijaniyam na avamanyeta karhichit na Martya Buddhya suyeta sarva deva mayo guru. Krishna says that, never consider spiritual master's body to be ordinary. He is as good as myself, Krishna says in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, knowing this fact, understanding Guru to be completely spiritual, and understanding that Kintu Praborya Prijayeva Tasya, my Guru is very dear to Krishna, Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale, is very dear. Because he is very dear to Krishna, whatever my Guru blesses me with, Krishna will be able to appreciate that and he will recognize me and he will accept me. Understanding this, one should fall at the feet of the lotus feet of spiritual master and beg for his grace that you have become one in quality with Krishna by dint of your pure love for Krishna and service to Krishna. Please engage me also in Krishna's service by accepting me as apprentice under your custody and train me, engage all my bodily limbs, kaya, vacha, manasa in Krishna's service. In this mode one should approach the Guru.